today obtaining a statement from the former president Ernest Bai Koroma. They allege that his party incited rebellion and tribal hatred when it issued a statement regarding three commissions of inquiry set up to investigate his administration. These are testing times for the former ruling party, and in the last few days, his former vice president, Victor Pho, has been talking openly about their time in office. Mr. Pho was handpicked by President Koroma after he controversially sacked the elected vice president. He's been speaking to Umaro Fofana about that tumultuous period in Sierra Leone's politics.
The country was in chaos. It was in total chaos. The party was in even more chaos and great danger.
That's the All People's Congress Party.
That is my party, still my party, the All People's Congress, although I am a retired vice president.
What do you mean when you say the party and the country were in danger at the time?
There was no vice president. The party itself was in great danger of disintegration.
You are quoted as saying that you did not want to become vice president. It was forced on you, forced down your throat.
It was forced down my throat. I did say so, that I don't want it. I told my former boss that.
Why didn't you want to become vice president, as you say?
Because I want my life. The history of vice presidents in this country is not rosy. I did not want it. If I had said no and stood by my word, perhaps I may not have been sitting down here.
You would have been killed, you're suggesting.
I should say so.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it has happened before.
Who would have killed you?
My very party.
Why would they have killed you if you had said that you didn't want to become vice president?
Because the party would have disintegrated. I was the bridge.
Now, you say you didn't want to become vice president and that you are not ambitious, but clearly you were campaigning to become president or your party's presidential candidate.
That is because in me, I saw the winning. And without me, I saw that my party would lose. And I wanted my party to win.
Are you angry because your party didn't choose you as your presidential candidate?
No, I'm never angry. My party is my party. I made Ernest Koroma who he was, or who he is, having served as president. His brothers in McKinney were fighting him, and they knew him better. They told me, he said, this is not the right person. But I said, I wanted a virgin politician. I wanted somebody with a good record. I wanted somebody from the blues. And we saw that at the time in Ernest Bai Koroma. But unfortunately, very unfortunately, the end did not justify the means.
How so? Do you have regrets?
Well, I won't call them regrets. You know, the president is my friend, the former president. You know, there are three principal arms of government in the country. The executive. Then you have the parliament, the legislative arm. That also was occupied by another northerner. And you have the judiciary arm, that too, or three, was occupied by yet another northerner.
So you're accusing him of mono-ethnic politics?
Correct.
Why didn't you protest at the time? Why are you saying this only now?
To you. I'm saying this to you only now. But do you know whether I said it? But sadly enough, he does not always take advice.
Do you think he was a dictator?
You know, for synonyms, yes, he was a dictator. It's hard, but... For want of another word, yes.
The government has set up commissions of inquiry, and your party, the APC party, are saying that until certain fundamentals are met, the commissions should not hold. What is your view on that?
My view is that the commissions of inquiry should go on, regardless of what my party thinks. So my view is really on the right path. I want transparency, and I want accountability.
That's the former Sierra Leonean Vice President Victor Pho speaking very frankly to Umaru Fofana. Our top story.